Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience. Welcome to the night of September 9th, 2017, and this, my childhood edition, of Michael's Saturday Surprise, in the Fred Bertelsen Memorial Old Time Radio Room, at radiooutofthepast.org. As a teenager, I listened to classic radio shows on cassette, but before that discovery, whether it was an NLS talking book or a commercially produced recording, I used the record player as my main form of entertainment. Here are a couple of these vintage 1960s recordings, which I have digitized just for you from original vinyl discs. First up is Walt Disney's Peter Pan, followed by Alice in Wonderland.
This is the Walt Disney Storyteller. I'm going to tell you the story of Peter Pan. Once there were three children, Wendy, John, and Michael. At bedtime, Wendy would tell a story to her little brothers, John and Michael. And tonight, as usual, it was about their favorite hero from Neverland.
Peter Pan?
Yes, John.
And Captain Hook, the pirate?
Yes, Michael. They had a terrible fight. Swish went Hook's sword. Snick went Pan's dagger and cut off Captain Hook's hand. And it fell right into the waiting jaws of the crocodile.
That's why the captain wears a hook instead of a hand.
Yes. And he swore he'd have revenge if it took him the rest of his life.
Wendy didn't know that outside her window, Peter Pan himself was listening, and with him a tiny pixie named Tinkerbell. She talked like this.
Yes, Tink, that's Wendy, the girl who believes in us.
Well, that's all for now. Good night, boys.
Good night, Wendy.
Pan waited until the children were sound asleep, then...
Wendy? Wendy?
Peter Pan and Tinkerbell.
Come on, Wendy. I'm taking you to Neverland.
Your magic island. Oh, how wonderful. John, Michael, we're going to Neverland.
Wait, do they believe in fairy tales too?
Yes, we believe.
All right, then.
Can I hunt Indians on your magic island?
Of course, John. The Lost Boys will show you the Indians.
The Lost Boys? Who are they?
Oh, you know, Michael. They're Peter's men. Whenever a boy is lost, he lives with Peter in Neverland.
But how will we get there?
Fly, of course. First, sprinkle them with a little pixie dust, Tink.
Oh!
And now, think of wonderful thoughts.
Think of a wonderful thought. Any merry little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells, off you go like reindeer in the sky. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
And out the window they flew, off to Neverland. In the meantime, Captain Hook's pirate ship also headed toward Neverland, and the pirates sang as they sailed.
Whoa! Pirate's life is a wonderful life, a roving over the sea. Give me a career as a buccaneer, it's a life of a pirate for me. Oh, the life of a pirate for me.
But as the ship neared the coast of Neverland, Captain Hook paced the deck in a fury as he talked to his first mate, a man named Smee.
Revenge, Smee, revenge! Wait till I lay me hook on that Peter Pan!
But, Captain, you don't even know his hiding place.
Nobody knows Smee except the Indian princess, Tiger Lily.
But Tiger Lily's his friend. She won't tell.
We'll capture her, Smee, and make her talk.
Peter Pan, ahoy!
What? What? Where?
In in the sky, flying this way. There's a whole pack of them.
Good. We'll get the lot. Man the cannon!
Yes, can the man. Man the cannon.
Ready? Aim! Fire!
High among the clouds, Peter Pan saw the cannonball just in time.
Look out!
Oh, what was that?
It's Hook. Quick, fly to Neverland while I keep him busy. Fly straight to Hangman's Dream, my hideout.
Away flew the children with Tinkerbell leading.
Tink? Tink, wait!
But Tinkerbell was jealous of Wendy and flew all the faster, straight to Hangman's Tree, which was so big and so hollow that the inside was large enough for a wonderful secret hideout. Tinkerbell arrived long before Wendy, and out of the knothole entrance of the hollow tree tumbled Peter's own men, the Lost Boys.
What's up, Tink?
Now, while you and I might not understand that, the Lost Boys did.
Tinkerbell, repeat that. A terrible Wendy bird coming this way.
Pan orders us to shoot it?
Look, here it comes now.
Quick, spears, stones. Ready? Fire!
Bang, 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 boom, bang, boom, boom, bang, bang!
Poor Wendy. Down she came. But out of nowhere swooped Peter Pan and caught her just in time. Pan was furious.
What's the idea, man? Wendy's our friend.
Friend?
But Tink said to shoot her.
What? Tinkerbell? Go. I never want to see you again.
Oh, poor Tinkerbell.
As Tinkerbell left, John and Michael arrived.
I say, where are the Indians?
The Lost Boys will show you. Wendy, come with me.
Where, Peter?
To see the rest of Neverland.
Away flew Peter and Wendy, and into the forest marched the boys, singing...
Tee-dum, tee-dee, a tweedledee-dum, tee-dum. We're one for all, and all of us out for fun. We march in line and follow the other one. We're the tweedledee-do, a tweedledee-di-dee-dum.
The boys hadn't gone far when suddenly...
Indians! Indians!
The Indians swooped down on the boys.
Hey, cut it out!
Tied them hand and foot.
Turn me loose!
Let me go!
And dragged them before their chief.
Why you capture Princess Tiger Lily?
Tiger Lily?
We don't have her.
A big lie! Tiger Lily not back by sunset, you die!
No, the Lost Boys weren't lying, for they didn't have Tiger Lily. But Captain Hook did, as Peter and Wendy soon found out while exploring Neverland.
Look, Wendy, this is the entrance to Dismal Cave.
Oh, it's spooky.
Now, me proud princess!
Peter, someone's in there.
Shh! Listen.
The tide is rising. Tell me the hiding place of Peter Pan, or you will stay tied to this rock till you drown.
It's Hook. He's got Tiger Lily.
Oh, Peter, save her.
I will. I'll imitate the voice of Mr. Smee and tell Hook the crocodile is after him.
Yes, yes. He's afraid of the crocodile, isn't he?
Terribly. When I cut off Hook's hand in that duel, the crocodile swallowed it. Ever since, he's wanted to taste the rest of Hook. And Hook knows it. Now watch.
Ahoy, Captain Hook! The crocodile is after you!
The crocodile! Help me! Help! Help! Help!
Out of the cave rushed Captain Hook. In swooped Pan and rescued the helpless princess.
Come on, Wendy. Off to the Indian camp.
And now it was sunset at the Indian camp. The Lost Boys, as well as Michael and John, still tied up, faced the chief.
Sunset come. Tiger Lily not back. Pale-faced boys die.
No, no, please, please, no, please don't.
Then, suddenly, up in the sky...
Look, it's Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. Peter Pan.
And it was Peter Pan flying back with Tiger Lily.
Hey, good. Sarum boys free.
Hooray!
And now, boys, let's go back to my hideout.
Pan friend, before you go back to Hangman's Tree, anything you want to know about Indians?
Sure. What made the red man red?
Oh, that easy.
What made the red man red? What made the red man red? Let's go back a million years to the very first Indian prince. He kissed a maid and start to blush, and we've all been blushing since. Now you know why the red man's red.
And learning that, Peter and the children flew back to Hangman's Tree. Meanwhile, Tinkerbell, jealous of Wendy and driven away by Peter Pan, had fallen into the clutches of Captain Hook, who was wooing her with false promises.
Don't worry, Tinkerbell. We'll get rid of Wendy for you. Ace me?
Right. And we won't harm Peter Pan. But you must tell us his hiding place.
Yes, we can't get rid of Wendy unless you tell us Pan's hiding place. Come on, where is it?
Hangman's Tree?
Hangman's Tree, of course! Smee, she told us! And now, we've got him!
While Tinkerbell was talking to Hook, the children reached the hideout, and Wendy was beginning to worry.
Boys, we really must go home. Mother will miss us.
Mother?
What's a mother?
The lost boys were puzzled. They'd never had a mother.
Poor boys. I'll tell you what a mother is.
She's the angel voice that bids you good night, kisses your cheek, whispers sleep tight, a mother word for divine.
We'll leave at once. Will you show us the way, Peter?
The lost boys will show you. I'm staying here.
So, out of the knot hole, which was the secret entrance to Hangman's Tree, marched the children, all except Pan. And all except Pan marched right into the hands of...
Captain Hook!
Grab him, man!
Oh, no, no,
and
no,
take
no,
him
no,
to
no,
the
no,
ship!
The pirate crew dragged their helpless victims away, while Hook stayed behind in front of the knot hole.
And now, Smee, to leave this package for Peter Pan.
Aye, it says, to Peter from Wendy. Open later.
We'll drop it in this knot hole, Smee, and when Pan finds it, won't he be surprised?
A package for Peter? What do you suppose it could be?
We've worked for many a thief, we've plundered for many a crook, but never a gent so elegant as the elegant Captain Hook, the world's most famous crook.
On board ship, John, Michael, Wendy, and the lost boys heard Captain Hook pronounce their doom.
You walk the plank, all of ya!
What? Walk the plank? Now Tinkerbell was sorry. Still, there was hope, and Tinkerbell shouted into Hook's ear.
What, Tinkerbell? Peter Pan will save them? Pan will be blown to bits by the bomb!
So that was the package. Away flew Tinkerbell to warn Peter. At Hangman's Tree, Peter was opening his present.
Oh, hello, Tink.
Tinkerbell tried hard to warn Peter.
What? A bomb? Oh, don't be silly.
But Peter wouldn't listen. And then... And when... the smoke cleared...
Take! I'm all right. Are you?
Yes, Tinker Bell was all right, too. And then she told Peter Pan what was happening aboard the pirate ship.
Hook's got Wendy and the boys. Come on, Tink!
Aboard the ship, Wendy bravely walked the plank, reached the end, and stepped off. And just as she was about to land in the water...
Wendy!
Look, Michael! It's Peter Pan!
Down swooped Pan. Catching Wendy, he brought her to the deck. Pan drew his dagger and faced the cruel pirate.
Now, Hook, prepare to die.
Why, you insolent brat! My sword will slash you to ribbons!
But Hook was no match for the clever Pan.
Smee, help me!
Sorry, Captain, we're leaving.
Like the cowards they were, the crew deserted.
Lower the longboat!
Row for your lives, men!
Now, with a final lunge, Pan drove Hook right through the ship's rail.
Ah!
And that was the end of Captain Hook. For waiting in the water was our old friend, the crocodile, who now tasted all of Captain Hook. The Lost Boys, as well as Michael, John, and Wendy, everyone cheered Peter Pan. But Peter Pan knew that Michael, John, and Wendy were homesick. So he began to shout orders.
Stand by to cast off!
Aye, 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 sir!
But Peter, where are we going?
We're taking you home, Wendy. Hoist anchor! Pixie dust!
As Tinkerbell circled over the ship, sprinkling pixie dust, the ship rose out of the water and sailed off into the clouds. Safe at home, Wendy and her brothers watched the pirate ship sail back to Neverland.
Goodbye,
Goodbye,
Lost Boys.
Goodbye, Wendy.
Goodbye, Peter. And thank you for a wonderful adventure.
Well, it happened to Wendy and her brothers. And if you believe in fairy tales, then perhaps someday you too can fly away and have a wonderful adventure with Peter Pan in Neverland.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Presents you're brought, any merry little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells. Here we go, like reindeer in the sky. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Think of the happiest things, that's the way to get your wings. Now you own a candy store. Look, you're rising off the floor. Don't wonder how or why. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Soon you'll zoom all around the room. All it takes is faith and trust. But the thing that's a positive must is a little bit of pixie dust. The dust is a positive must. When there's a smile in your heart, there's no better time to start. It's a very simple plan. You can do what birdies can. At least it's worth a try. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Thank you.
Now, if you cooperate, think of something really great. You are on a tiger's trail. Now you've got him by the tail. It's easier than fly. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. You're in a palace of pearls, filled with dukes and lords and earls. Everyone is curtsying to the daughter of the king.
The real princess am I.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Soon you'll zoom all around the room. All it takes is faith and trust. But the thing that's a positive must is a little bit of pixie dust. The dust is a positive must. When there's a smile in your heart, there's no better time to start. It's a very simple plan. You can do what birdies can. At least it's worth a try. You can fly, you can fly, you can
crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never dip your head and stop to talk a while. Never run, walk away, say goodnight, not good day. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile. In your head, but there's always some special case, time or place to forget etiquette. For instance, never smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat and stop to talk a while. Don't be rude, never mock, throw a kiss, not a rock. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Croc. Dial.
There you have it, a recorded version of Walt Disney's Peter Pan. Just between you and me, when I first heard this, Wendy sounded like a hot little number. Still does, as a matter of fact. From Neverland to Wonderland, here's Alice.
This is the Walt Disney Storyteller, and I'm going to tell you the story of Alice in Wonderland. Once there was a little girl named Alice. One golden afternoon, she wandered down to the riverbank with Dinah, her kitten, and sat down under a tree beside the cool, rippling water.
Oh, you know, Dinah,
If this were a world of my own, things would be different. In my world, cats and rabbits would reside in fancy little houses, and be dressed in shoes and hats and trousers. Within that world of my own, no more trouble, for the greatest problem would be things a child could understand. And if somehow things could be that way, my little world would be a wonderland.
Well, as soon as Alice finished her song,
I'm late! I'm late! For a very important date!
A white rabbit with a waistcoat and a watch! Hello, Mr. Rabbit!
No time to say hello. Goodbye. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late!
Oh, very curious. Oh, Mr. Rabbit, wait!
I'm overdue. I'm in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late!
The rabbit disappeared into a big hole under a hedge, and Alice popped in after him.
Oh, Mr. Rabbit! Mr. Rabbit! Right through the center of the earth and come out on the other side.
When Alice finally landed, she found herself sitting in front of a little door just about rabbit size.
How will I ever get through? Perhaps if I turn the knob.
Ouch!
Goodness, a live doorknob.
You gave me quite a turn.
Please, I must get through.
You're much too big. See the bottle marked drink me? And the cookie marked eat me? One or the other will make you the right size.
I think I'll try the cookie first. Goodness, I'm growing bigger. And bigger still. Oh, no, I'll never get through.
Poor Alice. She was a giant, and her giant tears began to fill the room.
Stop! We'll all be drowned. Quick, the bottle. The bottle!
The bottle? Oh, yes.
And the instant she drank from the magic bottle, Alice became very tiny, and on the flood of her own tears, swept right through the keyhole of the little door into Wonderland. When Alice landed in Wonderland, she was soaking wet.
Only one way to get dry, run the caucus race.
Who are you?
The dodo. No time to lose. Forward, backward, inward, outward, come and join the chase. Nothing could be drier than the jolly caucus race.
Whee! Oh, I'm dry again, but who are those two little funny fat men?
I'm Tweedledee.
I'm Tweedledum.
How do you do? We shake hands and state your name and business.
My name is Alice, and I'm following a white rabbit.
Why?
Well, because I'm curious.
Oh, the oysters were curious, too. And look what happened to them.
What did happen to the oysters?
The walrus and the carpenter invited the oysters for a walk, then ate them up.
And when they'd finished eating, what do you think the walrus said?
The time has come, the walrus said, to speak of other things. Of shoes and ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings. And why the sea is boiling hot and whether pigs have wings. Halloo-kalay, a lucky day for cabbages and kings.
And the little men went bouncing off into the forest.
Well, how very odd.
I'm late! I'm late! For a very important date!
The white rabbit again! Mr. Rabbit!
Off Alice went, the rabbit disappeared. But Alice stumbled into a beautiful flower garden.
Well, this is curious. The flowers are singing.
Little red and butterflies kiss the tulips, and the sun is like a toy balloon. There's a skelter in the morning. Month of June. There's a wealth of happiness and
That was lovely.
What? Who are you?
I'm Alice, and I...
It's an Alice. Looks like a wildflower to me.
Are those petals?
No, that's my apron.
Just look at those awful stands.
Stop, stop, please. Those are my legs, and I'm not a flower.
Well, then you must be a weed.
A weed?
Poor Alice. The dogwood barked at her. The dandelions and the tiger lilies roared at her.
No, 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 please. I'll go. I'll leave the garden as fast as my legs can carry me.
Where are you going so fast?
Oh!
It was a caterpillar smoking an oriental pipe.
Must you smoke? I'm looking for a white rabbit.
Ask someone at the tea party over there.
Soon Alice came upon a long tea table covered with steaming teapots, all playing a tune.
I'm the Mad Hatter.
I'm the March Hare. We're having an unbirthday party.
An unbirthday party? What's that?
Well, there are 365 days in a year, but only one is your birthday. All the rest are your unbirthdays.
Oh, then today is my unbirthday, too.
It is? Then a very merry unbirthday to us.
To us. A very merry unbirthday to us. To us. If there are no objections, let it be unanimous. A very merry unbirthday to us.
Oh, my fur and whiskers! I'm late! I'm late for a very important date!
Rabbit, wait! Let me see that watch of yours. Oh, well, no wonder you're late. This watch is 2 days slow. But I'll fix it.
Oh, my goodness. You certainly fixed it, didn't you, Mr. Mad Hatter? Oh, the rabbit is rushing off again.
No time to wait. I'm very, very late. Hello, goodbye, goodbye, hello. I'm late,
Oh, Mr. Rabbit, wait for me.
When Alice finally stopped for breath, the rabbit was nowhere in sight.
Oh, dear. I must be lost. It would have been good advice not to come here at all. But I give myself very good advice, but I've very seldom follow it. That explains the trouble that I'm always in. Oh, dear. I'll never learn to do the things I should.
And now Alice heard a strange song. The words just didn't make sense.
'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the vorugels, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Alice looked up. There on a branch over her head was a grin. That's right, just a smile, with no face around it.
How very curious.
But now something appeared around the grin.
A face? A body? Why, it's only a cat, a Cheshire cat.
Hello, little girl.
Please, Mr. Cat, I do want to go home, but I can't seem to find my way.
Your way? Always here are the queen's ways.
What queen?
The Queen of Hearts. Just take the shortcut through the trees. You'll find her.
Slowly, the Cheshire cat faded from sight. First his body, then his face, and then all that was left was his grin. Suddenly, in the trunk of the tree, a big door opened. And through it, Alice saw...
a beautiful rose garden and a castle.
In a corner of the rose garden, Alice saw three gardeners.
They're dressed like playing cards. And they're painting a white rose bush red.
The queen, she likes some red. If she saw white instead, she'd raise a fuss and each of us would quickly lose his head.
Oh, my goodness, I'd better help you.
Alice started to paint, too, and then...
the white rabbit blowing a trumpet. I wonder what he's doing here.
Introducing Her Majesty, the Queen of Hearts.
The Queen of Hearts. She's surrounded by her card soldiers. They're marching this way.
Who has been
been painting my roses red. Off with their heads.
Oh, no, Your Majesty, please.
Oh, please, Your Majesty.
And who are you?
I'm Alice, Your Majesty.
Alice, oh, well. Do you play croquet?
I think so.
Good. That flamingo is your croquet stick. And that hedgehog is the ball.
What a way to play croquet.
Psst, Alice, up here in the tree.
Oh, the Cheshire Cat.
Not all of me, just my grin. The Queen can't see me, so I'm going to trip her. Here goes.
Oh, no!
You tricked me, Alice. Off with your head.
Oh, no, you can't. I must have a trial first.
Very well, let the trial begin.
Hear ye, hear ye. For tormenting and annoying the Queen, Alice must lose her head.
The White Rabbit again. So that's where he was going in such a hurry. To my trial.
First witnesses, Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Tal-loop-a-loop-a-loop-a-lay with cabbages and kings.
Jury, that's important. Write that down.
The Mad Hatter.
What do you know about this?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing. Well, that's important. Jury, write that down.
Except it happened on your run birthday.
Oh, today is my un...
To you, a very merry birthday to you,
That's enough. Alice is guilty. Off with her head.
Suddenly, the Cheshire Cat whispered into her ear.
Here's a mushroom. One side will make you grow big, the other side...
And that hedgehog is the ball.
What a way to play croquet.
Psst, Alice, up here in the tree.
Oh, the Cheshire Cat.
Not all of me, just my grin. The Queen can't see me, so I'm going to trip her. Here goes...
Oh, no!
You tricked me, Alice. Off with your head.
Oh, no, you can't. I must have a trial first.
Very well. Let the trial begin.
Hear ye, hear ye. For tormenting and annoying the Queen, Alice must lose her head.
The White Rabbit again. So that's where he was going in such a hurry. To my trial.
First witnesses, Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Tal-loop-a-loop-a-loop-a-lay with cabbages and kings.
Jury, that's important. Write that down.
The Mad Hatter.
What do you know about this?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing. Well, that's important. Jury, write that down.
Except it happened on your un-birthday.
Oh, today is my un-birthday.
Of course. A very merry un-birthday to you, A very merry un-birthday to you,
That's enough. Alice is guilty. Off with her head.
Suddenly, the Cheshire Cat whispered into her ear.
Here's a mushroom. One side will make you grow big, the other side tiny. I don't know which will do what, so eat it all.
Alice popped the mushroom into her mouth, and first she grew large.
Ah, now I'll show you, Queen of Hearts.
Oh, no, not guilty.
But then Alice grew small.
Ah, now I'll show you.
The Queen began shaking Alice very hard.
Oh, dear. I wish this were only a dream.
And that's all it was. Just a dream. And when Alice woke up, she was near the riverbank again with Dinah, her cat.
Oh, thank goodness.
And hopping down the path, she saw...
A white rabbit. I wonder where he's going.
And then, remembering her dream...
Oh, I'd love to follow that rabbit. But no, we're going home, Dinah. Even though I keep wishing that if somehow things could be that way, my little world would be a wonderland. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Alice, how did you get to Wonderland?
tree. When clouds go rolling by, they roll away and leave the sky. Where is the land beyond the eye that people cannot see?
From somewhere back in the 1960s, that was Alice in Wonderland, performed by the still amazing Walt Disney Corporation. Let us now turn to another popular cartoon-making company of the time, and one of its shows, which circulated in TV reruns for years. From Hanna-Barbera Records, released in 1966, here's something from The Flintstones, called SASFATPOGOBSQALT, Stone Age Society for Aiding the Preservation of Good Old-Fashioned Barbershop Quartets, and like that.
Tonight is the big night in Bedrock. The Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes are holding the most important meeting of the year. Let's listen in.
Hello, 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 shake hands with the water buffalo. Hello, 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 you're always proud to know a buffalo. He's a pal, a comrade, and a buddy. For a buffalo is ever fuddy-duddy.
Water buffaloes, the meeting will now come to order. I'm afraid the all-powerful, grand potentate and high muckety-muck, our commander-in-chief, majestic master, and our leader of leaders won't be able to be here tonight. His wife won't let him out. Tonight we're going to select a quartet to represent the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes in the big international contest sponsored by Sass Fat Pog Op Squalt.
Sass Fat Pog what, Squalt?
You know, Sassfatpogobsqalt. The Stone Age Society for aiding the preservation of good old-fashioned barbershop quartets. And like that.
You hear that, Fred? Don't you wish you could sing?
What do you mean, don't I wish I could sing? I used to be the top tenor at PS number 99.
I know, Fred, but that was kindergarten. A lot of water has passed over the old bridge work since then.
Be quiet, fellows. The first quartet in tonight's big elimination contest will be the Stone Age Swingers. Let's hear it for the boys, boys.
Fred, the Stone Age Swingers might win the big barbershop quartet contest.
So what, Bon? Anybody could sing that good if they spent 7 nights a week practicing. I've got more important things to do with my time.
Yeah, like bowling.
Well, I still don't see what's so important about winning a barbershop quartet contest. Who needs it?
The second quartet will be the Dinosaur Four singing Wait Till the Sun Shines Nearly. Hey!
Sunday morn, sat a maid forlorn, with her sweetheart by her side. Through the window pane, she looked at the rain. We must stay home, Joe, she cried. There's a picnic, too, at the Old Point View. It's a shame it rained today, Then the boy drew kissed away each tear, and she heard him softly say,
oh, won't you
wait till the sun shines, Nelly, when the clouds go drifting by.
Honey,
we will be happy, Nelly, don't you cry,
for we'll go
down Lover's Lane, we'll wander. Sweethearts, you and I, wait till the sun shines, Nelly, by and by. By and
by.
Yes, by and by.
Fellow water buffaloes, I just received an important telegram from the mayor of Bedrock. I'll read it. To the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes. As your mayor and candidate for a fourth term in office,
I want to say that all Bedrock is proud of the Water Buffalo Lodge, and I have decided to dip into the Bedrock treasury and pay all expenses for the trip to Hollyrock.
Hollyrock? You mean the winning quartet will get a free trip to the movie and TV capital of the world?
That's right, Brother Flintstone. And that's not all. We just received word that the barbershop quartet that wins the international title will appear on the Ed Sullivan TV show.
Hear that, Bon? A spot on the Ed Sullivan show.
But Fred, I thought you said you wasn't interested in barbershop quartets.
Well, maybe I'm not. But as a loyal member of the Water Buffaloes, I'd do anything to help my lodge. Boy, Fred Flintstone on the Ed Sullivan Show. Oh, me. Many brave hearts are asleep in there.
The members will kindly refrain from making so much noise.
Noise?
Fellow Water Buffaloes, the next quartet will be the Neanderthal Notables. Bring on your quartet, folks.
Mr. President, I'm afraid I have bad news.
Bad news?
Yes, sir. The Neanderthal Notables won't be able to enter the big contest.
What's wrong?
Well, you know our bass singer.
You mean Honeytones Jones?
That's right. I'm afraid the best bass in Bedrock will never sing again.
Oh, this is terrible. Without Honeytones Jones, we haven't got a chance. What happened, Coach?
Well, the doctor took Honeytones Jones' tonsils out and...
And now he can't sing?
Oh, he can sing all right, but he can't sing bass anymore. Now he sings soprano.
Well, what's wrong with a good soprano?
But, sir, we don't need a soprano. We need a good bass singer.
You're right, Coach. Without a top-notch bass singer, we're in real trouble.
Mr. President, may I make a suggestion?
Go ahead, Brother Flintstone. What is it?
Perhaps we could find a substitute for Honeytones Jones.
I'm afraid that would be a waste of time, Brother Flintstone. Honeytones Jones was the best bass in Bedrock.
Mr. President, let's not give up without trying. Why not look for another good bass singer?
All right, Brother Flintstone. Where do you suggest we start looking for a top bass singer?
Mr. President, you are looking at a very talented bass singer right now.
I am? Where? Who?
Me! Back in school, they used to call me Silvertone Flintstone, the biggest sound around.
You think you could take the place of Honeytones Jones?
Well, I can try.
Well, fellow water buffaloes, shall we let Brother Flintstone try it? All right, Coach. Will you bring your boys up on the stage?
Okay, boys. Let's do that old favorite, Asleep in the Deep. Ready, Fred?
Me.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Loudly the bells in the old tower rings, bidding us sleep to the warning it brings. Sailor, take care, oh, take care, sailor, take care.
Well, Coach, how about that? Do I make the quartet or do I make the quartet?
Well, Fred, I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure? You heard me sing bass.
I'm sorry, Fred, but it's not that you sing crummy or anything like that, but, well, the truth is, you're too tall.
Too tall?
Yeah. You're twice as tall as Honeytones Jones, so you couldn't wear his uniform.
Well, couldn't we lengthen the sleeves and let the cuffs out a little?
Sorry, Fred. Maybe we better keep looking till we find a bass singer that fits Honeytones Jones' uniform.
Okay, Coach, okay.
Well, fellow water buffaloes, it looks like our chances of winning the big barbershop quartet contest are gone. Maybe by next year we can find a bass who can sing like Honeytones Jones. Now, fellows, let's close the meeting with the Brontosaurus Chorus singing our own Water Buffalo song.
and a one, and a two, and a...
Hello, 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 hello. Shake hands with the water buffalo.
Talk about tough luck, Bond. I get my one big chance at the big time, and what happens? I'm too tall.
Hey, Fred, you're not really too tall.
With me singing bass, the Neanderthal Notables would win the championship, and I would be on the Ed Sullivan Show. And who knows? I might wind up having my own TV show.
No, but Fred, I've been trying to tell you.
Trying to tell me what, Bond?
You're not really too tall, Fred.
I'm not? Boy, that's a relief.
No, Fred. The singing coach was just trying to let you down easy. See, he didn't want to hurt your feelings, Fred.
You mean about being too tall?
No, Fred. The coach just hated to tell you the truth.
The truth?
Yeah, Fred. He hated to tell you that you sing kind of crummy.
Crummy? Bonnie, I'll have you know my singing ain't as crummy as it sounds.
That's okay, Fred. I don't care if you got a crummy voice.
Thanks. Maybe you're right, Bond. Maybe I'm not a great singer. So what? I got plenty of other talents.
You have? I mean, sure you have, Fred. Nobody in Bedrock can beat you bowling. How about bowling the game right now, Fred? You know, kind of get your mind off your problems.
No, Bond. I just don't feel like bowling. I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to go home, take a hot shower, go to bed.
Okay. You have had a rough night, Fred.
Night, Bon.
Night, Fred.
Too tall. Oh, well. Nice hot shower and I'll hit the sack and forget all about that corny barbershop quartet. I hope Wilma didn't use up all the hot water. And nothing like a hot shower. I feel better already.
Oh, many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. So beware.
Hey, listen to those banana-shaped tones.
Oh, many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. So beware.
Wow! Who said Fred Flintstone can't sing? Wait till Bonnie hears this. Bonnie! Hey, Bon! Come on over, quick!
Hey, Fred. What's up, burglars?
Come on in, Bon. I'm in a shower. I just wanted you to hear me sing.
At 3 o'clock in the morning?
What's wrong with 3 o'clock in the morning?
Nothing. It's a great song. How come you didn't go to sleep, Fred?
Sleep? Bonnie, I'm too excited to sleep. Wait till you hear me sing. It's enough to make a grown man cry.
I know, Fred. It is kind of sad.
I don't know what happened. I know I wasn't in good voice at the lodge tonight, but something's happened to my voice, Bonnie. Listen to this.
Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware, beware.
How about that voice now, Bon?
I don't get it, Fred. Something has happened to your voice. It must be a mackerel, a miracle. I'm going to call the coach.
At 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, he probably isn't sleeping too good anyway, Fred. I'll be right back.
Tonight, a star is born. Yabba-dabba-doo!
That must be the coach now, Fred. Come on in, coach.
What's all this nonsense about a miracle, Barney? You know I don't believe in miracles.
You will when you see it. Tell him how it happened, Fred.
Well, Coach, it may sound a little fantastic, but tonight, after the lodge meeting, I came home, just like I always do. I got ready for Betty Bye.
Just like he always does?
Just like I always do. And I went in to take a hot shower, just like I always do. And that's when the miracle happened.
What miracle, Fred?
Look, I'll show you exactly how it happened. I stepped into the shower like this. And suddenly...
Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. So beware, beware.
That voice, that golden voice, it is a miracle.
Well, Coach, is that a voice or is that a voice?
It must be an answer to my prayers. With you singing bass, our quartet will win the international championship. We'll be the best barbershop quartet in the world.
You mean I'm going to sing with the Neanderthal notables, Coach?
I'll say, with Fred Flintstone singing bass, we won't need the rest of our quartet. You better get packed, Fred.
Packed? At 3 o'clock in the morning?
Right. The plane leaves for Holly Rock in an hour.
An hour? Wilma! Well, Barney, how do you like being in the movie and TV capital of the world?
Keen, Fred. This Holly Rock is quite a place.
Hey, Bond! Look over there at the corner of Holly Rock and Vine. It's Stoney Curtis. Hiya, Stoney boy.
He didn't see you, Fred.
He probably didn't recognize me in his dark glasses.
Hey, Fred, we must be getting near Beverly Hills.
Now, what makes you think we're in Beverly Hills?
Well, look over there. What other town has Rolls-Royce garbage trucks?
Hey, yeah, that's a garbage truck, all right. See the sign on the door? Garbage a go-go. Hey, Bond, baby, look over there. It's Cary Grant.
Yeah, look who's getting his autograph. It's our coach.
I'll park the car and run over and get his autograph.
The coach's?
No, Bond, Cary Grant's autograph. Hiya, Cary, baby. It's me, Fred, baby.
Fred, look out! What have you done now, Fred?
Don't get excited, Bond. So I scratched some guy's fender. I'll just explain that it was nothing but a silly little old accident.
All right, all right. Who's the fat-headed numbskull that smashed into me squad car?
Your Honor, I can explain everything.
You better plead insanity, Fred. Yeah, you could prove that.
Very funny, Bonnie, very funny.
All right. Get into what's left of me squad car, because I'm taking you in and booking you on a 999.
A 999? What's a 999?
A 999, my dear fella, is driving the wrong way down a one-way street, exceeding the speed limit while backing up across a pedestrian lane against a red light and smashing into a cop or a policeman's squad car while he's eating his lunch, and you'll get 999 years in the poke, maybe even life. Now, get into the squad car, you tourist.
But, Your Honor, I can't go to jail now. I've got to be on the Ed Sullivan Show tonight.
Oh, so that's it. You're a comedian. I don't care if you're a cousin of Lady Bird. You broke the law in my taillight, and I'm taking you to the porky.
I better do like he says, Fred.
Okay, Barney. But I hope you realize that this will be the end of my musical career.
Fred, Barney, what happened?
Fred had a little accident, Coach.
It's okay, officer. I'll pay Fred's fine.
Well, no, you won't. When you smash a police officer's taillight, you don't get off with just a fine. I'm locking him up.
But, officer, if Fred goes to jail, we won't win the world's championship.
Yes, sir. Tonight's the night for the big contest.
Contest?
Yes, officer. A contest for the world's championship is being sponsored by
Stone Age Society for aiding the preservation of good old-fashioned barbershop quartets. I like that.
Did you say barbershop quartets?
Yes, sir. Why?
Well, no. That does make a difference. It just so happens that I happen to like nothing better than a bit of harmonizing with the lads down to the barbershop.
You sing?
Do I sing? Does a canary sing? When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. And you ask me, can I sing?
Great balls of matzo. Fred, Barney, we're supposed to be at rehearsal at 3 o'clock.
It's 3 minutes to three, no.
The rest of the quartet will be waiting at the studio. If we don't get a good rehearsal, we won't have a chance.
Well, we'll never make it by three. It's 3 miles to the studio.
Get in the squad car, boys.
Oh, I hope Wilma can bail me out of jail.
Jail? Who said anything about jail? I'm taking you boys to rehearsal. Now hop in.
Thanks, officer.
I'm glad to help a fellow singer. Oh, when Irish eyes are smiling, for it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing.
Well, Fred, we made it. That's Studio B over there.
Right. Spray my golden throat, Barney.
Okay, Fred. Say ah. Okay, Fred. Now let's warm up a little with the sleep in the deep. Are you ready?
How many brave hearts of a sleep in a deep shall beware.
Hold it. Hold it. Fred.
Yeah, Coach?
Could I hear you sing by yourself?
Why, certainly, Coach. How many brave hearts are asleep in a day?
Hold it.
So
hold
beware.
It. Hold I'll it, Howard. Hold it.
What's the matter, Coach?
What happened to your voice, Fred?
I don't know, Coach. I'm doing my best.
Well, your best is the worst I ever heard. Your miracle didn't last very long, did it, Fred?
No, sir, it didn't. I can't figure it out.
Well, there goes our last hopes of winning the big contest.
Sorry, Coach. Maybe we ought to call the whole thing off.
We can't quit now, Fred. We'll just have to sing the best we can and forget about winning.
Let's go see the rest of the town.
No, Bon. I don't feel so good. I must be catching a cold or something. I'll just go back to the hotel.
Okay, Fred. I'll go back with you. No, I got nothing else to do.
I don't get it, Barney. What happened to my golden voice? What happened with that so-called miracle?
Maybe if you could remember how it happened the first time, it might happen again, Fred.
I doubt it, Barney. Lightning never hits the same guy twice.
Well, why don't you reenact the whole bit? Like, do exactly what you did the night it happened.
Yeah, what have I got to lose? Now, let's see. That night, I came home from the lodge, went in to take a shower, like this. Then, while I was waiting for the water to get hot, I started to sing.
Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware, beware.
Bravo, Fred, your voice, it's back. The miracle did strike twice in the same place.
I still don't get it, Barney. Why is my voice so great in the shower and so crummy when I'm out of the shower?
Hold it, Fred. Hold it. I think I got it.
Got what, Bon?
I think I got the answer, Fred. It's a simple matter of acoustics.
A what sticks?
Acoustics, you know, echo. Your voice bounces into the walls of the shower, then bounces back again. And it sounds twice as good. Sing a little. I'll show you what I mean.
Any particular number?
No, Fred. Just sing in the shower.
I don't know how it goes, Bon. Hum a few bars.
Well, come off it, Fred. You know what I mean.
Okay. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware, beware. See, Bon? I'm in great voice.
Sure, Fred. But now step out of the shower and try it.
Okay. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware.
What do you think, Fred?
I think what you think. I sing crummy. Well, that ends Fred Flintstone's career as a singer.
Well, Fred, good or bad, you can't get out of singing tonight. And you better hurry. It's almost time for the show.
Okay, Bon. There's nothing I can do now, but try not to sing too loud. Where's Studio A, Barney?
Over there, Fred, where the red light is blinking.
Yeah, maybe we could tell that Sullivan I got laryngitis and call the whole thing off.
Oh, I know, Fred. Remember the showbiz code.
The show must go on.
Why?
Beats me, Fred. Shh. Hey, look. The show started already. Here comes Ed Sullivan.
Ladies and gentlemen, on tonight's show, we're going to feature the finals in the Big Barbershop Quartet Contest. This contest is sponsored by Sasfat Pababsquolt. That's the Stone Age Society for aiding the preservation of good old barbershop quartets and like that. Tonight's winners will be the barbershop quartet champions of the world. So let's hear it for the first quartet called the Tone Deaf Pterodactyls.
I love you,
Ida, honey, deed I do, deed I do.
Yes, I do.
Ida, sweet as apple cider,
sweet as cider,
sweeter than all I know. I know, come out in the silvery moonlight of love we'll whisper, so soft and low we'll whisper, soft and low it seems, both can't live without you, without you. Listen, oh honey, do, oh, please do.
Ida,
Ida, Elisha, I love you, Ida, honey, deed I do, deed I do.
I love you,
Ida, honey, deed I do,
oh, deed I do.
Not bad, eh, Fred?
We haven't got a chance.
Too bad they won't let you sing in the shower, Fred.
Very funny.
Shower. That's it. So long, Fred. See you later.
Hey, Bon. How do you like that? Walking out on a friend at a time like this.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's really hear it for the next quartet. Stone Age Stompers. Singing one of my favorites. Bring back the good old days. A one, a two.
Bring back those good old days.
Boom, boom.
We mean the days when the boys sang the melody.
Boom, boom.
Those were the good old days.
We want a peppy tune we can croon
in oh so many ways.
Boom, boom.
Bring back those good old days.
Boom, boom.
We mean the days when the boys sang the harmony.
Boom, boom.
Those were the good old days.
We want those happy days.
Ooh,
happy days.
Ah,
talk about the way life happy plays.
Boom, boom.
Give us a catchy phrase so we can sing about those good old days.
They called her frivolous peculiar sort of a gal,
with a heart that was mellow,
an all-round good fellow was my gal, Sal.
Boom, 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 boom,
those were the good old days.
Want those happy days, happy days. Talk about the way my pappy plays.
Give us a catchy phrase so we can sing about those good old.
Darling, I am growing older.
Wah, wah, good old.
Bring back those good old days.
Bring back those good old days.
one either, Fred.
Don't rub it in, Coach. I know I let you and all the water buffaloes down. I don't blame Barney for running out on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it good for the Neanderthal Notables.
Neanderthal Notables?
Coach, that's us. We're on.
Well, biting your nails won't help, Fred. And biting mine won't either. All we can do now is pray for a miracle.
The Neanderthal Notables of Bedrock will sing Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Oh, boy.
Have you heard the new sensation sweeping across the land? A musical treat for the Dixieland.
I wasn't singing that bad.
What is going on around here?
Mr. Sullivan, some nut is trying to bring a shower into the studio.
A shower? Call the police.
I can't, Mr. Sullivan. The police are helping bring the shower in.
I shall take care of this. All right. What's the big idea? Breaking in here while the show is on the air.
It's for my pal, Fred Flintstone. See, he can't sing too good unless he's in a shower.
Please, Mr. O'Sullivan. As a fellow Irishman, it would only take a minute to put the shower up, you know.
Well, I don't think there's any rules against singing in a shower on stage. Okay, officer, but hurry it up. You're holding up the show.
Barney, what's this all about?
Fred, you can't sing good unless you're in a shower, so I borrowed the shower from the hotel.
Yeah, but how did you get back here so quick, Barney?
I had a police escort.
Hey, Fred, you've got your shower. Now, on with the show. The Neanderthal Notables.
Okay, boys, let her rip.
Have you heard the new sensation sweeping across the land? A musical treat for the Dixieland beat. It's Alexander's Ragtime Rag.
Come on in here,
come on here,
come on here,
come on here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on here,
come on here,
come on here,
come on here,
it's the best band in the land. They can play any old song like you never heard before. Ta-da-ka-ta, ta-da-ka-ta, ta-da-ka-ta-ta-ta. Ooh, ah, it's just the bestest band, wah-dam.
My little honey lamb,
come on,
clarinets play and the tra-la-la-la, while the big bass horn goes oompa-pa.
To the band,
that's with the slide trombone,
the bone and groan. And if you want to hear that Swanee River playing in ragtime,
come on in here,
come on here,
come on here,
come on here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hear that commotion, I got a notion, something's in the air. Let's meander and we'll take a gander and we'll see what's coming down there. Hear those syncopated toots, see those flashy red suits. It's Alexander's band, I swear. And if you really want to hear that Swanee River play in ragtime,
come on here,
come on here,
come on here,
come on here,
come here,
hear that ragtime band,
come on down the street,
the best band in the.
Well, Fred, I certainly enjoyed hearing you and the boys sing tonight.
Thanks, Eddie Baby.
You know, I sing a little barbershop myself. When Irish eyes are smiling,
cheers
like a morning spring.
I'll be joining you in a little harmonizing here.
In the lilt of Irish laughter.
can hear them.
All right,
everybody into the shower.
All the world seems bright and gay, and when I his eyes are smiling, sure there's tea in your heart away.
Oh, many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. So beware, beware. Oh yes indeed. From 1966, that was The Flintstones, Hanna-Barbera Records, SASFAT. POGOBSQALT, Stone Age Society, for aiding the preservation of good old-fashioned barbershop quartets, and like that. It was a lot to remember and recite as a 10-year-old, and my friends were quite impressed. I wonder what they'd think of me now, and my ability to rattle off. Johnny used to grind the coffee mill, and mix up the sugar with the sand. When the shop was shut, at the corner pub, drinks all round he'd stand. He grinds a different mill just now, and he's breaking up a lot of stone, and all because the poor boy mixed up his master's money with his own. Also there's thistle sifters, sifting sandy thistles by the thousands. Before I go on, and actually end up twisting my brain around inside my head, I'll release the key and return the room to you, the listening audience. Please do with it as you wish, for as long as you wish. But keep in mind what our MSS director says. Go out and be nice to people. On behalf of myself and the rest of the MSS crew, have a great night, a great weekend, and the sweetest of dreams.